Hot Breakfast with Tom, Kaz and Jack. Good morning. Now, joining us today, Jane Sheehan is the UK's leading foot reader. Morning, Jane.
Hi.
Now, this is going to be fascinating. You may well have seen Jane on telly. She's been on this morning with Phil and Holly.
That's right.
Thanks for coming to see us today. We're going to chat about what you're doing in Eastbourne in April on the 6th and 7th. You're holding a seminar, but we're going to get to that in a minute. Foot reading. You make a living out of this.
I do, and I know it's really surprising. And it was my careers advisor at school recommended I become a foot reader when I grew up.
Really?
What?
Not really.
That's a bit strange, isn't it? Yeah, sack that bloke. Foot reading, is it like palm reading in that you can read someone's palm, like, on the pier or something, and they'll tell you that you're going to be a millionaire and marry a woman called Joan?
No, no. It's not about reading the future. I don't really believe in reading the future.
No,
it's about analysing the structure and texture of your feet, looking for the distortions, and then interpreting them about your personality and your emotions. So it reflects who you are now and how you were, not who you're going to be.
Because, you know, there's going to be a lot of people listening to this that have already decided that what you do is a load of old rubbish. You must get that a lot, do you?
Yeah, I get that all the time. But I've read so many people. I've been doing this since 1999, and I've taught other people to do it, and they're getting similar results to me.
So this morning, you're going to read our feet. Tom, Kaz and Jack, we're here. We're going to take our shoes and socks off. How do we go about that, first of all? And what kind of information are you going to give us on us as a person?
I love starting with the top of the foot, because the top of the foot is what you want me to know about you, what you present to the world. The bottom of the foot is things that maybe you don't want everyone to know, so things that you're keeping closer to your heart.
Oh, so we better not let her read the bottom of our feet then, because if she reads the bottom of our feet, Kaz, everyone's going to know what's going on between you and me.
Just behave.
The fact that I've been stashing money in that offshore account, you know what I mean? Just don't let him anywhere near the bottom of my foot.
Jane Sheehan, the UK's leading foot reader, will read our feet in just a second on Heart Breakfast. Hot Breakfast with Tom, Kaz and Jack. Hello and good morning. Jane Sheehan is with us. She is the UK's leading foot reader. She's going to be reading our feet, telling us a bit about us as a person and reading into our lives. So, Jane, I'm going to go first.
Right.
So I'm going to come round to you.
Yeah.
I'm a bit nervous about this, I'm not going to lie.
Tom's got very big feet, Jane. Does that mean it takes an awful lot longer to read them? Because they're very big and very hairy.
All right, I'm here.
It probably wouldn't mean that, no, because everyone's got the same number of toes, same number of bones, so I'm reading similar things. Now, first thing I'm noticing about your feet is very high arch.
High arch?
Yeah, but particularly high, which means independent, strong inner resources. You find it hard to ask for help because you think you can do it better yourself anyway.
That's really true, don't worry, that's true.
I would add that. It says in the past he was much more of a drama queen than he is now.
Let me tell you something right now. If he was a drama queen in the past, then you don't know this man now. This is John Barrowman's love child. You are aware of that, aren't you, Jane?
I like the musical theatre world. What's wrong with that?
Jane, right, Kaz, get over there with your little painted tootsies.
Oh, I love this. The minute I look at your feet, Kaz, I'm struck by your nail varnish colour. Orange is about joy, fun, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got an elongated second toe compared to the others, and that says you've got natural leadership qualities, and if you're not in a leadership role, you'll become bossy.
Really? Joking.
Your third toe is slightly distorted. It's tilted. This means work-wise, you're good at analysing what's already happened and taking the learning from the past and planning forwards.
Amazing. Did you say Kaz's toe is distorted or disgusted?
Yeah, distorted.
Oh. Disgusted.
It's just, I've tasted them bad boys and you'd have been right the second
time. Right, well, listen, we're going to have Jack's feet read in just a second, so don't go anywhere. Jane Sheehan, UK's leading foot reader with us on Heart Breakfast.
Heart Travel. With Eurovans.
Heart Breakfast with Tom, Kaz and Jack. Good morning. Jane Sheehan is the UK's leading foot reader with us. You may well have seen her on the telly. She's been on this morning quite a few times with Holly and Phil. Jane, you're coming to Eastbourne, 6th and 7th of April.
Yeah.
You're doing a foot reading theory and practical workshop.
Yes.
So people can come along and have their foot read by you and learn a bit more about it.
They're coming along to learn how to do foot reading so that they can do it for themselves. So if you look at footreading.com, go on the seminar page and you can find out how to join up.
Listen, I've got my feet out now in front of Jane.
Yeah.
I'm going to apologise straight off because my missus is going to fuck fit because I ain't cut my toenails. And I don't cut them for like a couple of weeks at a time, so they're a bit lengthy at the minute. Look like Kellogg's cornflakes down there.
Oh, that's not nice.
So I'm very sorry about that, Jane. But first of all, could you tell me what my feet say about me? And don't tell me it tells you I'm a good kisser because I already know that.
Well, something I already knew that I would see is your little toes on its side with the nails pointing to the side of the room. That says that you're unconventional, rebellious, my way or the highway. Wow. I kind of knew that just listening to you, so I expected your little toes to be like that. Good at brainstorming, thinking outside the box, coming up with 10 solutions to our one, which is a real strength, except when it's your own problem, because you've got so many ideas about how to fix it, you don't know which one to pick.
So interesting.
So you weren't best bouncing off someone else. So, oh, pick number three, you know.
Yeah.
And you just not bothered about stuff. You have what you have. What you don't have, you're not bothered about.
That's mad. That's so true.
That is very
true.
It's
really true. Because it's like, for instance, I travelled around New Zealand 20 years ago and I had hundreds and hundreds of photos. And I moved to house one day and just thought, I'd never look at them. And I threw them away.
That's sad.
I know it's sad. And I really, I blame that toe. Cut it off, Jane. Now lop it off.
She is on the money.
Absolutely.
So listen, Jane, thank you for coming in. Good luck with the seminar. It's going to be happening in Eastbourne on the 6th and 7th of April. If you'd like to go along, you want to know more, footreading.com. I'm a believer.
Yeah, me too. It's amazing.
You're a believer. Oh. Justin Bieber fan.
Yeah, that too. Jane Sheehan, the UK's leading foot reader on Heart Breakfast. Thank you, Jane.
Woo,
right from the start, you were a thief. You stole